At the beginning of the liturgy, I did say that today the church marks the close of the Easter season with the celebration of Pentecost. If you really want to think very hard about this, this goes all the way back to the beginning of Advent, when the beginning of our history in salvation begins with the annunciation of the angel to the Mother of God that Mary and Joseph are to be the parents of Jesus Christ, God's only Son. And there are mysteries involved here, and there are mysteries that continue to this day, and it is our gift to follow Christ closely by participating in these mysteries, by remembering them and putting them into our way of life as Catholics. In today's letter from Paul, he writes about the Spirit. He says that if we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, our lives will be characterized by such things as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let's take a look at each one of these gifts. For love, St. Paul has already said, if I have faith strong enough to move mountains, but am without love, I am nothing. In Scripture, Jesus was constantly reminding the disciples that they are to love one another, because they are in the image and likeness of God. God loves them, and in turn, they are to love each other as God loves them. Joy is the fruit of love. Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you'll remain in my love. I have told you this so that your joy may be complete. This is the gift of an ever-flowing, overflowing heart, something which we all have. And this is something which we have received when we are baptized, because the word beloved is written on each one of our hearts, and we are called to bring that belovedness out. The next gift is peace. Peace is Jesus' farewell gift. Peace is internal. It involves trusting God and the desire to please Him. Next gift is patience. Patience is a virtue, and this is a virtue that is not easy because it involves waiting. And if you come to think about our modern world, we are always waiting. We wait in line at the grocery store to pay for our groceries. If one uses public transportation, we are waiting for the bus or the train. If we go to a medical clinic where we do not have a private doctor, we are waiting to see the next available healthcare professional. People wait at the borders. People wait in line if they are living in a shelter, waiting for a bed. People who use a food pantry are waiting. In our prayer lives, we are waiting for answers to our prayers, hoping that they'll be answered the way that we want them to be answered. Doesn't work that way. Next gift is kindness. This calls for an awareness, sensitivity, and self-forgetfulness. And if we look through Scripture, the stories of Jesus, we see that the kindness of Jesus shines throughout the Scriptures. Faithfulness demands unselfishness and a spirit of sacrifice. And the rewards of faithfulness are growth, serenity, and joy. It is about putting our own needs to meet the needs of others. If one is married, the needs of the spouse are put ahead of the needs of the other spouse. If one is called to a life of ministry, the personal needs of the minister, whether it be ordained, consecrated, or lay ecclesial, they are put away to meet the needs of the people who are served. Next gift is gentleness. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth." In the world that we live in, it's often this virtue is seen as a weakness. It's not. If one is gentle, one loves others. The last gift is self-control. And this can be the hardest of all the fruits to follow. One needs to be disciplined. One needs to be the master of oneself. And Paul does warn against self-indulgence, which produces cruelty, meanness, revenge, and drunkenness. It not only does harm to the individual, him or herself, but harm to others. Harm to other individuals, harm to a group of people or a community. This lack of self-control is not good. It's not good in one's personal life. If one is losing control because one is spending too much time on social media, one can move away from all that is important. Relationship with God, relationship with others, and relationship to the wider community. And very often, one seeks healing through this form of self-indulgence. If you actually can think about it, any form of negative behavior can lead to self-indulgence that is harmful, whether it be alcohol, sex, social media, gambling, creates problems, creates tensions. But also, if one does not pay attention to the thoughts that go through one's mind and lets the thought roll down the mind the same way that a gumball rolls down a gumball machine, it can go the wrong way. Hatred comes out. People get categorized. People are objectified. People are labeled. And this marks people with distinction. Jesus has said to love all people without distinction. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we are called to walk with the Spirit as the baptized members of the universal church. In turn, this is not an easy task, and this is where we are called to prayer. Beyond going to weekly Mass, where we listen to the Word of God and eat of the body and blood of Christ, beyond personal devotion. It calls for silence, being able to sit still to pay attention to God's movements in one's heart. It requires work and discipline. It is what is animated by the Spirit, and we are to freely respond. This is, the end of the Easter season, but it isn't the end of our spiritual journey. Jesus walked the road to Calvary, and he is physically abused, psychologically abused, spiritually abused. He hears the words, "Crucify him. We want Barabbas. Who are you, the King of the Jews?" He is nailed to the cross. Before he dies on the cross, he does not pay back the world with what was done to him. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." We are called to do that every day. It is not an easy task, but this is what we do so that our community may be of one heart and one mind, animated by the Spirit, following the footsteps of Christ, following the commandments that God has given us.